News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The country's capacity to respond to natural disasters has been significantly boosted following a $96 million donation from the Japanese government. The funds will be used for the purchase of medical supplies, healthcare and school supplies, building construction, mining and civil works equipment, and environmental and meteorological measuring devices.
The government of Japan has provided support over the years for projects in areas of education, social security, disaster mitigation, preventive maintenance. The current initiative, which is already doing much, even before it has been effected, to strengthen the strong ties of friendship and cooperation between both our countries and our peoples.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, speaking at a ceremony for the signing of exchange notes for the funds at the Ministry of Finance on Thursday. Dr. Phillips signed the exchange notes along with Japan's ambassador to Jamaica, His Excellency Yasuo Takase. The use of technology in the education sector is to be boosted following the introduction of the e-learning platform MyLocker. Developed by 1&1 Educational Services Limited, MyLocker will allow students to take all their high school courses on digital devices, including mobile phones, tablets, personal computers, and laptops. The ICT teaching and learning tool targets the critical areas of English, mathematics, and the sciences.
Learning aids such as this will now revolutionize the classroom by placing before every Jamaican who has access to online learning the option of the best teachers to supplement, not supplant, the instruction that they get in the school.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites addressing the media launch of the MyLocker e-learning platform recently. The MyLocker e-learning platform is the first of its kind in Jamaica and the Caribbean. The sugar transformation project has received an allocation of $2.4 billion for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Of the sum, $850 million has been allocated for cane expansion activities, including the planting and replanting of a minimum of 1,300 hectares of sugar cane and the rehabilitation of 80 kilometers of cane roads. The funds will also support capacity building projects of the Sugar Industry Authority and the Sugar Industry Research Institute, the establishment of a 10-acre green cane harvesting demonstration plot, as well as the installation of drip irrigation systems in 300 hectares of sugarcane fields. $950 million will go towards the Sugar Area Dependent Program. This to provide training for at least 600 persons and begin training of a second cohort of 600 persons by the HeartTrust NTA. And IMF representative in Jamaica, Dr. Bert Van Selm, says the island is poised to achieve economic growth of up to 3% over the short to medium term. This projection, Dr. Van Selm says, is based on several positive indicators, including growth in major world markets such as the United States and Europe, which provide Jamaica with remittances and feed the local tourist industry.
So for 2015, we project 2% economic growth, which is quite a bit higher than what Jamaica has seen over the last several years, and for the medium term we project growth from that basis to be a little bit higher than that, in the range of 2.5%, maybe 3% over the medium term.
Dr. Van Selm was speaking at Sagicor Group Jamaica Limited's pension investment seminar Tuesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
Pika is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at Pika's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. Pika, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.